other way around it.
Hmm? In that, if anyone has any pain in inner side of body, which is not visible from outside, we give anything pralep. Pralep, you know?
Some balm.
Like balm.
Ointment.
Any ointment they came from outside. But if it is not cured, then another medicine can be given for drinking pear. So first, ointment should be given. There is tap in Gopi's heart. So pralep, what is pralep? Pralep is that Krishna lotus feet is pralep for them. So they want to do pralep. And all I have explained, which are not also in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I have explained. He has given this slok that yatte sujat charanam varuham stanesu bhitaashvanai priyadidi mahi karkasesu tena tamim atasita tabathatena kumshat kurupad bhibhramat dhir bhaujas sang. He is telling that the meaning of this slok in short is that yatte sujat charanam varuhastanesu. We know that your lord's feet is so swift, soft, and our breast is so much hard. But yet we do eat charanam varuhastan bhitasanai. By fearing, very gently and softly we keep it. So that you should not have any pain. But they do it for the Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna. So, yat charanam varuhas bhita sunai pariyada dhimahi karkasesu tenam atasi atate vathatena kinshi. They are quarreling with their minds. Gopis. One slok is also in we will have. Panat dehin panat kalilatang mana kanta gachasi. In that slok also. They are quarreling with men. Mind is telling, oh agya gopi, why you are bothering uselessly. Krishna is not blind. He has eyes. He goes in forests and on mountains. He sees where there are thorns, where there are steeps, where there are so many things. So he would go by seeing here there is no all these things. Where there are grass, he will keep it. Then gopis are telling, oh Durbuddhe. Durbuddhe means?
Unintelligent.
Durbuddhi means?
Bad intelligence.
Bad buddhi.
Crippled.
Durbuddhe. You don't you think that all cows will go in a straight line where there are no thorns, and where there only green grass is, they will go. They usually go to bad rasta, where there is up and down, so thorns and so stone chips, and they can spear. Then, when so many arguments are there, we will take it when we will read these slopes. Then at last, they did sulahnama,
compromise.
And anyhow, we will go there. So money is thinking that they should keep it very gently so that Krishna face does not feel any warm or anything. So this is slow. First they have told Sirasidhehina Sri Karagraham. Pranate Konta. In any slow. Sirasidhehina Sri Karagraham. First of Madhur. What is slow?
Virachita
Abhimayam. In that is slow. Sirasi Dehina. Here Sirasi means singular number. Sirasi Dehi. No? Singular number. Here singular number means they are telling that one of us, one head, you should keep your one hand. One hand and one she. But here, they are telling that kuni kuchesu naha. Kuchesu means lakhs and lakhs kuchesu. Not singular, but plural number. Why here? Plural. They are out of senses, it seems. What to say or what to not to say. Anything which comes out of their mouth, they are telling. And when have some knowledge, chetana, gyan, then they think that Krishna should put up on all gopis because we are all sakhi. And when they have some secular, for their swarth, for one, Sirasidhena, only to my head, they forgetting that all sakhis are there. Bas. Today.
You have finished seven.
Seven.
I had a question about it. A little bit of a different topic.
What?
That, it's more a problem. That I find that in dealing...
Do you have any program? What is Loki will do? Eight? Madhuraya Gira Balgubakya Budhamanu Gaya Puksarekshana Vidhikari Ima Biramuhiyati Adharasidhuna Payajaswana Madhuraya Gira Balgubakya Budhamanu Gaya Puskare Kshana Vidhikari Ma Biramuhiyati adhar siddhna payaya svanaha. Madhuraya, very sweet Gira. Gira means Vani. What you tell, so sweet. Balgu Bhakya, Balgu Bhakya means Manohar Vakya. Manohar? Huh. You want to read?
Here it says Balgu, charming.
You can read?
Bhakya, yeah.
Or you can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
That's short. Bhakyaya, by your words, by your words, Buddha to the intelligent, Manognaya, attractive, Pushkara, lotus,
lotus, Ikshana,
Ikshana, you whose eyes, Vidhi Kari, maid servants.
Not maid servant here. Vidhi means Vidhi Kari means Agya Kari. Vidhi means Vidhi means what you will tell. You will do all. Vidhi means agya order.
Obedient.
Vidhi kari. Obedient dasi viya.
Obedient
maid servant.
Ima. Imaha. These.
This. Like this.
Vira. O hero. Muyati. Becoming bewildered.
Bewildered. What is the meaning?
Moha.
Confused.
Moha.
Adara.
What is called moha?
No, moha is illusion. Illusion.
Means if anyone becomes moha, then what is the symptom? Moha.
Cannot understand what is right and what is wrong.
Cannot
understand what is right and what is wrong.
Moha. He will not understand anything, what is good or bad. Or, moments he cannot do anything. Mohagrasta. Like Arjun became Mohagrasta in battle. When he went in the middle of the Mohagrasta. What to do, what not to do, Mohagrasta. Muhyati. Even at the 10th point, 10th point, you know? Dasam dasa. As death, up to death. Murcha. Moha means murcha also. Murcha. Senseless. More. Then?
Adara, of your lips. Sinduna, with the nectar. Apya, yes, sir. Please restore to life.
Please return to life.
Naha, us.
Okay.
Translation. O lotus-eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words attract the minds of the intelligent. Our dear hero, please restore us. Our dear hero, please restore us, your maidservants, back to life with the nectar of your lips.
What do you understand by this?
Oh, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explanation?
No, no.
Anubhav. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
My dear gopis, my dear, dear gopis, who are the only darlings of my life.
Krishna is telling.
Oh, jewel-like lovers, I cannot be indifferent to you, who are my only reason for living. My dear maid servants, how can you lose faith in me, who am perpetually bound up by the golden cord of your pure love? Please trust me and understand me to be like a chunk of brilliant gold caught in the palms of your hands.
Money? Understanding? Take.
Hearing these words of his, other gopis speak. The voice which is sweet on account of manifesting syllables expressive of sweetness, which is wonderful to hear, and in which are words which wonderfully denote tender objects of reference. By hearing that voice which understands well, those who are intelligent, who are expert in conjugal affairs, namely these maidservants of yours, are becoming bewildered.
It's a long sentence without the subject at the beginning.
They are becoming bewildered by their excessive relishing of your sweetness. Please, once again, restore them to life with the nectar of your lips. Or, alternatively, let us, who are becoming bewildered, drink the nectar of your lips. In other words, please make us even more bewildered.
Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's viewpoint is this. We should know, if you tell Vaishnava Toshin.
That is all that is given here. We do not have Jiva Goswami's comments.
That I am touching something which is extra.
You want to speak something further on what Vishwanath Chakravarti said?
Everything has been told, but
Are the gopis asking Krishna to increase their love by bewildering them more, not wake them up?
Madhureya gira. Or adhar sidhuna, there are two words. What do you think about them? Sasarup Maharaj?
What do I think about which two words? Madhureya gira?
Madhureya gira. By which they have been bewildered. And now they want adhara siddhu. Both are same or anything other? Is there any difference between two?
Between the voice and the words? Difference between the voice and the words?
No. I'm telling if there is any difference between Madhureya Gira and adhara siddhuna.
One is his words have bewildered them, his sweet words, and they're asking for
adhar sidhuna.
Kissing.
Adhar sidhuna, there also the words are also like amrita. What they want?
I don't think they want only words. They want something more.
What?
They want that Krishna should embrace them, perhaps.
The nectar of your lips.
Yeah.
They're asking.
Means kissing.
I think that that is also nectar.
The words.
Sweet words. Perhaps he is again, they are again begging that thing.
More words.
More words.
More sweet words.
So how are they expecting the words that have caused bewilderment?
Anything has been written in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here?
See, that sentence where that difficult sentence may be the... Yeah, it seems that they want both. Either one will be all right.
They want more nectar.
Huh?
They want more nectar.
More nectar.
Perhaps you have
more at Haramrita.
It seems that you have something that you are holding back.
They will only
what Gopita is thinking. So Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that anyone can know. If gopis can have their, if Gopika has done any kripa, mercy, then anyone can. So they have told like so. If Rasik Vaishnav is there, he can go in deep also, anything more.
So therefore we are...
Bas, yahi tak rahe. We are seeing Vaishnava Toshini here. If there is anything here, we are searching. Telling that Anantar, Krishna Mukhe. Krishna, they have heard Madhura Yagira. What Madhura Yagira? What are these Madhura Yagira? By that they have drunk, or they used to drink Sidhu Amrit, Vachana Sudha, Madhura Yagira. Here, by hearing the words of Krishna, very sweet, melodious, with so many alankars, alankar,
literary
alankar, and very sweet, having so many earth, so many meanings. He will give something. They became mohagrasta, bewildered. They became bewildered. And they again prayed Krishna to give that nectar again. They are telling to Krishna that our this moha, bewilderness, moha, is a very, what, rogue, very, that cannot be, cannot be cured by any other means. We have so much been bewildered, that we have been so much a rogagrasta. Rogagrasta?
Incurable?
So many diseases.
Disease. That any doctor, anyone, by any medicine, we cannot be cured. Only you are that vaidya. And one medicine is there, that other siddhu. If you will give, then we can be cured. They want that moha, wilderness is so sweet.
So again they want to be mohagrasta. So they are telling, asking that it cannot be cured without that nectar. At first they have asked Krishna, prayed Krishna, to give your lotus feet on our breast as a pralep.
Ointment,
like ointment. Because there was so much tap in that moha, by taking the nectar of his words, it became more and more tap here. So they wanted to take the foot, lotus feet of Krishna here for as a pradip. Pradip means an ointment by from outside. Now the disease came so rapidly, so more and more by that pralep. When they sight, they again are praying that that pralep will not do, ointment will not do. You should give us any drinking medicine.
So,
understand?
Yeah.
But do they want to drink through their ears? This new medicine?
He has not written, we will see that what they want. They will not be satisfied by this, anything. They want that perhaps anything more. Madhuraya. Is beginning that slok Madhureya Gira. We are like to die, mohagrasta, by hearing your words. So you should give us your other nectar, lip, the nectar of your lips. Otherwise we will die. Why you will die? If Krishna asks him, them, then they are telling that when we remember your words, so sweet, so soft, and so arthabhyanjak. Arthabhyanjak means so many different meanings, and these meanings have three kinds of also meanings. Like, what is the tune in the word? It the meaning depends on the tune of words. You are not a thief. This means that you are not a thief. You are not a thief? What is the meaning?
You are a thief.
You are not a thief? So, every meaning depends on the tune which is behind in these words. So there can may be several tunes and several meanings. But what really the original person has written, like Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita or anything, what is his tone? How it can be known? If anyone has read his book through him, then he can know what is the mood tune, and then what is that artha. So So when Krishna told anything to Uddhava to tell gopis their sandesh, the words have so many meanings. So Uddhava did not knew what is the object of Krishna by telling this sandesh, and what gopis understood by that thing, and Uddhava was somewhat, he was knowing the meaning of these words, but it may be other thing. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told 64 kinds of meanings of Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirganthap Urukhana. He could invest only 6 kinds of meaning that Sarvam Bhattacharya, best pandit in whole world at that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him so many meanings. But all meanings are not in a one mood. Several modes and several type of tunes. So here he is telling that what you have uttered before, what he has uttered, here he is telling that. Swagatam vo mahabhaga karmani kim. You remember this word and these slokes? When they heard the very lotus, sweet tune of Bansi, they gave up all their duties and tasks, at once came how they were at that time. Suddenly they come. Krishna told them that, Swagatam O Mahabhaga, Priyakim Karmani Kim. Here, what is the meaning? Bo Mahabhaga. Why Krishna told them Mahabhaga? We will have to consider from what happened and what is going to be happened. Krishna has told afterward that you should at once go to your husbands. And this is the duty of a chaste man, that he should serve in any way to their husbands. Whether their husbands are good or bad or anything, by their face, by their quality, whether they are poor or they rich or anything, whether they are lame or very beautiful or anything, they should serve. It is dharma. So why he is telling now here, Mahabhaga Karvani King, and after that he told like so. So what is the mole object of Krishna hidden behind here? Why he is telling Mahabhaga? Understand? Why Krishna told Mahabhaga? We can tell anything to our level. What can be that level? How Mahabhaga? Yashoda has been told Mahabhaga, Yashoda Devi. Nanda Baba is also told Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga is?
Nanda kim akarod brahman siya eva mahodan, Yashoda cha Mahabhaga papu jasakta
nandhi. So Yashoda is told Mahabhaga here. So what is he has done that he is called Mahabhaga? And what, why Krishna is telling them Mahabhaga? Because Krishna being a Brahma, Param Brahma, Supreme Godhead, Yashoda has given him his breast and he has done nourishment to Krishna. Krishna could not do any nourishment for himself. He did so much. And being Brahma,
He was drinking and drinking and drinking that milk, and he knows that Krishna knows nothing. He is quite agya, ignorant in all respect. If I can, I will not support and nourish, then he may die. He thinks like, and that is why he has been told Mahabhaga. Here also, gopis are satisfying Krishna in so many ways and will satisfy further. Gopis are the best chudamani of bhaktas, or they are chudamani amongst all Brajavasi. And how they can serve in so way that anyone cannot serve Krishna in that way. So Krishna is realizing this and telling that, "Vo Mahabhava." And after that he took pariksha, examination, whether they can pass or not pass. But they were the level of, so high level that examining Krishna, Krishna is not reaching to that level what the student has written.
He cannot test them enough.
He became astonished, ashcharya chakit ho gaya.
Surprised.
He was going to take examination, but he was bewildered. He could not. So he is telling that they have come leaving everything. Anyone cannot do. So he is telling Mahabhaga. So here he is telling. O Mahabhaga, Swagatam, Suagatam. Have you come? Su means that?
Welcome.
You are not welcome. Everything is right in your home. Everyone is, no have any accident. Have Bakasura has come, or Aghasura you have seen, or any demon has come, and you are coming just now, waiting here, and so in such a condition that everything is upset. So, Swagatam, he is questioning these gopis. Suagatam or not Suagatam? Swagatam, O Mahabhaga. Anything have been happened in your house that you are coming? Is your father, mother, or husband, anything has been attacked by them? Or anything, a storm has come? Or any vanya has come?
Flood.
Flood or anything? Fire has come? So he is dead. Here is one thing Krishna has desired to do vilas with gopis. Gopis has also desired to have vilas with Krishna. Krishna wants their happiness and they want their happiness because they are first class of ki uta ke bole re Samanjasa and
Samartha.
They are Samartharati. But here also, like worldly terms, worldly brain, Krishna is wanting that they should tell first that we want this.
And they are wanting that Krishna has called us, he should tell first what he wants. They both wants to enjoy that thing that Krishna should tell first, and gopis wants that Krishna wants that it should come out from the heart and mouth of gopis. So both are watching and awaiting. So su agatam for this.
Both sides are wanting that they should express their idea first.
Hear this. And that is so lovely for each other to express. But prem is so deep that at first we have read that if it is told that I love you, I cannot live without you, if it is expressed, then everything goes out. Eight lips in the heart of Nayak and Nayika both as a Pradeep.
Lamp.
If that lamp is within home, in heart home, in Nayak or Nayika, it gives so good light without trembling and straight. But if it is kept on the door, then air comes and it is likely to be
extinguished.
Is this true of a devotee's feelings for in a devotee, even on sadhaka stage, if he expresses his feelings
it has warned in Bhaktirasami Sindhu. It is like Karpur.
Camphor.
Yes. If you tell that I am chanting so much, I love Krishna, I have bhakti, then at once it will go away.
What about if a sadhaka speaks with another sadhaka, explaining the realizations he has to the other sadhaka? Is it all right, or does it mean that the realization will become less?
The realization is this. That he will tell that, oh, I have no prema gandha. O kya prema gandha sthinapi me haro.
Not a smell of fragrance.
Certainly he will tell. This is experience. When I see whether there is bhakti in me or not, then I see actually that no smell of gandha of bhakti is in me. Even sadhan bhakti also. When I chant any Harinam, not I see that not a single name becomes a real name, pure name, because it has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if anyone have no tears in his eyes, no hair melted, and if he is taking name, then it means that he is taking name with offense. There is so much offense. Krishnam aparad, Krishnam kare aparadhir vichar. Aparadhir, Krishnam bolile aparadhir na hai vikar. Koti janme jadi kare samana kirtan, tapota na paaye Krishna pade premadhan. When we remember this verse, and when we do vichar means when we consider whether Shuddha Naam, pure Naam, I am doing or not. Pure Naam means Naam and Nami both are one. No? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Guru told me that you are agya, you are not qualified, you should not read Vedanta, but only chant this mantra. And gave Hare Naam Aiva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva Gatiranyatha. Then he gave me a mantra, Gopal mantra. And you should take it that it is equivalent to Krishna. Krishna is this mantra. You have no sandeha.
No doubt.
No doubt at all. Then, as my Gurudev told, I began to do. In no time, I saw that a very little, very beautiful a Gopal Balak came in my sight. And I ran after him to catch hold. But he went on hiding himself. Then I ran, and then I was to court, but he vanished at once. I fell down. So I weep bitterly, and if he gives darshan, then I began to laugh. So many stages comes. This is the real name. But I am saying that above 50 years I have passed by doing name, chanting name. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva, but I see that no Guru Seva. Everything I am doing for myself, praise, for praise or anything. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva. But if I have done Guru Seva, then I have surely a pure name. And if pure name was there,